Ralph Nader did not get the Green Party endorsement and its ballot status in Wisconsin, so he needs to turn in 2,000 signatures by September 7th to be more than a write-in candidate in November. Nader spokesperson Kevin Zeis says the campaign hasn't chosen anyone yet to lead the state's sign-up effort, but he predicts that'll happen in a week or so. Zeis says even with Democrats urging liberals to support John Kerry, it should be easy to find 2,000 people to sign Nader's form.
We disagree with John Kerry on continuing to occupy Iraq. We disagree with John Kerry on walking lockstep with Israel, no matter what human rights violations it puts on the Palestinians. We disagree with John Kerry on the Patriot Act.
Cease acknowledges a conservative group, Citizens for a Sound Economy, has expressed an interest in helping Nader get ballot access around the country. But Cease says the group has not contacted the Nader campaign. Citizens for a Sound Economy's Wisconsin chapter, which calls itself Wisconsin Freedom Works, says it's ready to assist Nader. Madison activist John Stauber, who's written a book on right-wing efforts to take over other parties, says Nader probably won't need conservative help to get on the Wisconsin ballot. But Stauber says conservatives are helping Nader in other ways.
Wealthy Republican contributors are writing checks for thousands of dollars to the Nader campaign. And they're not doing that because they've suddenly seen the light and they now support Ralph Nader's anti-corporate, anti-war message. They're doing it because they believe having Nader funded and on the ballot is going to help their man, George Bush.
Stauber served on Nader's National Citizens Committee 4 years ago, but this year Stauber is backing John Kerry, even though Stauber says Kerry's pro-military speech last Thursday night might have helped Nader. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.